ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا مرحبا. A warm and hearty welcome to the program Friday Fusion with me, Zakira Anfermia. So yes, it's a Friday afternoon, and as you've become quite accustomed to, Friday afternoons mean spending time with me in your company. Well, I'm not sure what it is like for you this Friday afternoon. You could either be out and about, because you've made it a long weekend, so you could have taken the time out, and you could be just enjoying some sunshine on the beach here in Durban or any other part of the sunny country, or you could either be somewhere working like me. So if you haven't taken it a long weekend, then you could be working. So wherever you are and whatever you are doing, I'm hoping that inshallah you're enjoying this afternoon. And you know, here in Durban, the weather's quite strange. Yesterday, as you may have heard, I joined Apa Amara in studio, and Apa Amara mentioned to me that the weather here being so warm is absolutely amazing, because she says in Johannesburg it's quite cold. I have family members in Cape Town as well, who tell me the same, that it's cold already. So I guess we should be saying, Allahumma lakal hamd wa lakal shukr. Yes, we have a lovely, balmy Friday afternoon here in KZN. So if you're in Durban and you've taken out the time to come on a short little break before Ramadan, then you're definitely enjoying the weather. Getting back to what we have lined up for you this Friday afternoon, coming up a little bit later, after the next ad break, that is, after 2:30, we will be joined by Sister Khadija Varachia on the line. Now, if you know about sweet pea syrups, then Sister Khadija Varachia's name is probably one that you've heard before. But hey, there's a little bit more to this lovely woman than meets the eye. And so Sister Khadija Varachia has been kind enough to sponsor us something that she's come up with, a very new creation that she's come up with, and she's called it the Ramadan Menu Planner. Now, if you're wondering why we need a menu planner in Ramadan, you know, in the past week or so, I've been chatting to a few different people. When I say people, I'm actually speaking of women with regards to their preparations for Ramadan. And I've had varied answers, some telling me that, no, you know what, they haven't planned anything because the families are really easygoing, and Ramadan time is not a feasting time, so they just take it as it is, a normal meal every day, and nothing too elaborate or different to the month of Ramadan. Others, on the other hand, have told me that Ramadan preparation has been underway since 2 months already. And subhanAllah, you know, elaborate preparations that they've made is a little bit scary, you know. Some saying they've made up to 50 different types of savories. Others saying that, you know what, they're stocking up their freezers as much as they can. Well, there are actually two sides to the story, if I could put it that way. And the one side to it, I would think, would be that if we plan ahead before Ramadan comes, then definitely when Ramadan does come, we have more free time. And free time to make ibadah, free time to, you know, khalisan lillah, to just spend worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that nothing, you know, bothers us. And when it comes to the evening, just before Ramadan time, you can quickly open up the freezer, pop out a few things, thaw them out, and, you know, perhaps if it's something that needs to be baked or fried, or, you know, if you're going healthy, then it's even better. You could even just toss up a lovely salad and some tamar and zamzam or dates and water, whatever it may be. But let's not try and lose the essence of Ramadan. Let's try and keep the essence of Ramadan. And subhanAllah, in the same vein, earlier on today, I posted something written by Sister Nadira Chipa. And Sister Nadira Chipa very beautifully and eloquently put together something called, and this is what she titled her post. She says, Ramadan, coming soon to a freezer near you. Now I'm going to read out the first two stanzas of this poem that she wrote, or the first two paragraphs, rather. It goes as follows. She says, I made my 500 samosas already, but that was just the mutton and chicken. I still have jalapeno, cheese and potato. Dear sister, did you start filling your days with extra ibadah since Ramadan is come soon? I emptied my entire freezer and cleaned out all of my Tupperwares. Ramadan is coming soon and I have so much savories and gourmet delicacies to prepare and store. Dear sister, did you start to cleanse your body, your mind and your tongue of gossip, lies, slander, impure thoughts and actions? Did you empty the hatred, jealousy, enmity, pride and arrogance from your heart, your mind and your soul? Well, these are the first two paragraphs that she's written. It's a very interesting read. Go on my Facebook page and inshallah you'll see the rest of it there. And so when I put this up, Sister Jamila Abdullah responded to this and she said, Subhanallah, how refreshing to come across such a beautiful post by a talented writer. The following is only my opinion. I feel the essence of Ramadan is totally lost nowadays. One of the reasons for fasting is to understand and to feel how the poor feel. Do poor people, most who can't afford something to break their fast with, eat different savories in Ramadan? Or for that matter, at any time of the year? We have 11 other months to indulge in whatever luxury foods we want, which is still not what the Sunnah teaches us. Indulgence is a big no-no. So why do we do this in Ramadan? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied 2 stones to his Mubarak stomach. And yet, when our children fast, we need to spoil them for choice. Fasted? So what? People can argue that when ibadah isn't compromised, then we should do our best. Well and good. But that's not my issue. Why should we make Ramadan mostly about food? Well, subhanAllah, we had quite a raging discussion in my Tuesday ladies class this Tuesday that passed. And the discussion centered around exactly what I'm reading out to you. There were those that said, you know, it's fine so long as your ibadah is not compromised. There were others that felt, no, it's not fine because you're giving up the entire essence of fasting. And others still who concurred Sister Jamila Abdullah's sentiments where they said that, you know what, we have 11 other months to prepare whatever our family wants, you know, in terms of whatever their favorites are. Why then do we choose to make it in Ramadan? Well, my dear sisters, on that note, I'm asking you a question today, and this question comes with a giveaway. Yes, you've heard that right. If you've seen in the past few minutes before the program started, I was sharing something with you on my Facebook page. I said, well, we'll have Sister Khadija Varakia on in a few minutes, and she's been kind enough to give us 2 of her Ramadan menu planners as gifts to give away on the program. So if you're listening to the program right now, here's the question that I'm asking you. As a Muslimah, what pertinent tip can you share with other sisters in terms of the kitchen and food prep? So all you have to do is just call in 011-854-1548. Sorry about that. So the number is 011-854-1548. And all you have to do is share with us your tip. Your tip on what you do to make your Ramadan more productive. And when we come back from there, inshallah, we have Sister Khadija Barakia with us online, and she'll tell us a little bit about how she came about with this idea of the Ramadan menu planner. All this and much more after the ad break. And yes, as we mentioned before the ad break, that now, alhamdulillah, we have with us online Sister Khadija Barrachia. Sister Khadija, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Welcome to the airwaves of Radio Islam International, to the program Friday Fusion in particular. It's an absolute pleasure to have you, Sister Khadija. How are you keeping this afternoon?
Alhamdulillah, well, shukr, alhamdulillah. Beautiful weather also.
Alhamdulillah, lovely. Sister Khadija, without any further ado, I'm sure the listeners want to know, how exactly did you come about with the whole concept of the My Ramadan Menu Planner?
It came about like since 1429, which is corresponds to 2008, when I started my own. And every year I throw up one and I keep it. So every year I know exactly what I'm doing and how much to prepare and being productive in that way. So
brilliant.
So I decided to share this with everyone because it has worked for me, and I decided to share it with everyone. My friends and family also throw up, and I thought instead of them throwing up, let's rather make it into a cherished memory, inshallah.
Absolutely. And I love the way you speak about making it a cherished memory. I'm sure when you have little kids and perhaps it's their first Ramadan and when it's things like that, then definitely it becomes a cherished memory. Tell us a little bit about what exactly this menu planner entails.
First of all, the menu planner is actually for you to organize yourself and be productive. So being productive is being organized, highly organized. So you have to, being organized means like you have less time into the kitchen and more time into ibadat. So that's like tilawat and your good deeds, your amal. So when you have less time in the kitchen, you have more time for amal, which is the Ramadan in actual fact. So in that way, our menu is... my thing is broken up into 30 days, right? Mm-hmm. And it has different categories in it. So, and it has all the different categories which you can choose what you like and what your family likes. For example, it has all different columns in it with an index also. So the columns are basically broken up into about 6 categories or 7 categories, and you can choose what you want for your day, like you can plan your day out, and in that way you can plan your day for the whole of the month. And even it has an index at the back, so you can let your family choose what they like, and make Ramadan a family thing also. So you can give it to them to write what they like, and then you know that making everyone at home feel special.
I think it also would, get rid of the fact that every morning when you wake up, then you're probably wondering, what do I prepare today? And as you said, it's Ramadan, so we want to spend more time in ibadah. So that would obviously give us more time for ibadah. If we know what we're going to prepare, it makes life so much easier.
Definitely. Also, on the lighter side, you
Sister Khadija, before you go on, if I could just remind the listeners one thing before you go on. Sorry about that. So if I could just remind the listeners that we are giving away 2 of Sister Khadija's menu planners, Ramadan menu planners. So if you call in right now, 011-854-1548, Brother Ismail, the engineer, is standing by to take your call, and you could win yourself a Ramadan menu planner by answering one simple question. Yes, Sister Khadija, you were saying, you may continue.
It's you don't have, on the lighter side, you don't have to dig into your freezer and see what you have. You have it already written in your index, so you know exactly, okay, I need this and I need that for today. So you don't have to go back and say, okay, do I have this, do I have that, how many dozens do I have? You know, it's already written there, and it's easier for you. It's also for, working moms. If you even have a cook, you just have to tell them, show them the book, and they know what to do also.
Right. And also I should think that, trying to keep everything simplistic in Ramadan, having these menus written out, our families don't have big expectations of what they can come home to, because being able to, everyone being able to access the menu planner, they more or less know what they're in store for during this Ramadan, especially if you're trying to move away from the over extravagant meals and trying to move towards a more simpler Ramadan this year, more simpler meals, less, you know, desserts and all the rest of that, moving to more halal, tayyib meals, putting into our systems that which is good and nourishing.
Definitely. And it's like, it's an easy thing, so you can, everyone can have access to it, and they can write what they're listing also. You know, sometimes in Ramadan we do have this list that we list for something, something hot, something cold, and everyone has a choice to write in if they're listing for something.
Right, right. And I suppose by them pulling it out, it also gives you a little bit of time for you to say, okay, perhaps we can do this on a weekend. Like, you know, especially if you're saying we don't want to go over extravagant and we want to go simplistic, say, maybe we could say, okay, we'll leave the weekend, because especially when you have kids, they look forward to these things, especially because they're fasting and all the rest of it. So maybe if we wanted to say, okay, on a weekend, one day in the weekend would be the day where you get to have your special treat. So that way they also know when to look out for their special treat, or, you know, when they can get all excited about having their favorite meal or their favorite drink or savory or whatever it may be.
Correct. Also, it's a very, it's a perfect gift to give to someone. You know, we all look for someone, something for Ramadan also to give to someone. It's a very functional and fun gift. And also you can imagine it, so somebody can think of you every day and make dua for you also.
Absolutely, definitely. Well, we don't have any calls right now, but we're once again going to remind the listeners that the number to dial is 011-854-1548. And you could win yourself a lovely My Ramadan menu planner. Whether you're calling us from Durban or whether you're calling us from Johannesburg, that doesn't matter. Just call in and inshallah answer one simple question, you could win yourself one of these menu planners. Sister Khadija, in wrapping up, what advice would you give to the sister out there? What would be your one tip to the sister who's trying to be more productive this Ramadan in terms of her time spent in the kitchen?
Less time in the kitchen is being more organized.
Sorry, Sister Khadija, we're going to ask you just to hold that call. We're going to ask you to hold that thought, rather, sorry, and we're just going to take the call. Caller on... As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Sister, you're live on Radio Islam International. You can go ahead, inshallah, your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Arifa. I'm originally from Benoni, but I'm calling from Durban.
Oh, subhanallah. Wow, that's lovely. Enjoying some sunshine this afternoon?
See, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Sister Arifa, one simple question we're asking you. As a Muslimah, you know how it can get during Ramadan, how hectic it can get, and especially when you want to keep everyone happy. So my question is, how exactly would you, or what exactly would you say is one tip you would give to the sisters out there for a more productive Ramadan in terms of their time in the kitchen?
Okay, I would say that by having this menu planner, it will allow you to have set exactly what menus you're going to plan, and that allows you to make more ibadat or read more Quran or have time to be able to do more namaz, more Quran, and a lot more other time. Based on the fact that in Ramadan the time is so short, and with the days being so short with winter, it will allow you to have much more time.
And in terms of your own practice, Arifa, anything that you can tell us that you specifically do in your home to make things easier?
See, it would make it so much easier, the fact that I also work, so something like that would make my life much more easier if I know exactly what I'll be able to make from the week and also for weekends. I can plan beforehand. It also gives me much more time.
Absolutely. Well, Sister Arifa, you've just won yourself a copy of the My Ramadan Menu Planner. Sister Khadija is online. Sister Khadija, any words of congratulation you'd like to add?
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, congratulations. You won yourself a Ramadan planner.
Jazakallah.
All right. So, Sarifa, we'll keep in touch with you, inshallah. If you could just give your details to the engineer before you drop the line. So, just leave your details with him, inshallah, and we'll get in touch with you and get your Ramadan menu planned to you well before Ramadan. Happy usage, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah.
All right. Well, there we have a happy sister going away with the Ramadan menu planner. Sister Khadija, I do apologize for having cut you off like that, but sometimes when we have the callers online for a little while, what tends to happen is they drop the line thinking that they're not live on air. But yes, you were giving us your, or at least you were wrapping up our segment and telling us what your one tip to the sisters would be on having a more productive Ramadan in the kitchen.
I feel less time in the kitchen and more time for ibadat, more time for ibadat. In that way, if you planned yourself and being highly organized means, planning your day beforehand, because I think, organizing the thing and taking out something or planning something takes up more time than actually making the thing. So having the thing ready, having the thing ready done, made up for you, maybe for example 2 days or 3 days, you have it's easier for you the next day. So you have more time for ibadah, more time for tilawatul Quran.
And I think, you know, as the sister rightly mentioned there, for us that are working, what tends to happen is that you have your weekends to kind of get all your groceries together for the rest of the week to let it go smoothly. So especially if you want to make like a quick salad at dinner or things like that, to ensure that we have all the ingredients. Because I think any woman would agree that if you have all the ingredients in your kitchen, you could whip up a storm in minutes rather than having to go out and make these purchases before you even start.
Definitely, definitely. Actually, the book has a column on the side, one column, which actually writes where you can write if you need something specific from your day to buy. You can even write it in so you know for that day, I need to buy this and I need to buy that. So it's actually
Alhamdulillah.
Easier. So it's easier also for that. And also another thing is it has an index at the back which you can, as you're preparing your Ramadan things, you can write it in. So when you have to prepare, you don't have to go look what I need to make, you know. It has everything mm-hmm. present for you.
Alhamdulillah. Well, that's lovely. It's time for us to wrap up, unfortunately. Sister Khadija, it's been an absolute pleasure having you with us here on the show. And we must say Jazakallah khair to you once again for giving away one of your Ramadan menu planners to the lovely and the lucky Sister Arifa there. Inshallah, we'll keep in touch and we'll chat again. Until we meet again, until we chat, we request from you your special du'as. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alright then, listeners, let's go for an ad break. When we're back, the informal scoop with Laika Idris. So welcome back, and yes, it's time for the informal scoop with Laika Idris. Laika, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm alhamdulillah. How are you?
I'm well, alhamdulillah. What can we complain about when we're sitting in a lovely, sunny Durban? Laika, a little bit more from your side on the news.
Okay. As usual, we have our two stories of women empowerment. And going on to our first one, we speak about Miss Vivian Chan. One would not imagine that someone as petite as Miss Vivian Chan could be the co-founder of an all-female Muay Thai gym called Angkor, as well as be a master trainer. The 1.6 meter tall 25-year-old is also a sports therapist, and she started her Muay Thai training at her late uncle's gym when she was just 17 years old. Chan found the training to be very intense. She said the training was difficult, and I had a lot of conditioning to do. Chan now trains every day for 4 hours. Chan participated in her first boxing match 3 months after practicing the art and emerged a champion. After attaining a Bachelor of Science in Exercise and Sports Science from Edith Cowan University in Australia, she decided to set up a pain relief therapy clinic named Instant Pain Relief Singapore. Both the clinic and gym were open last year, and they run alongside each other. At the clinic, she combines Western and Chinese techniques to help people recover faster and more efficiently. Ms. Chan sees herself continuing with Muay Thai for the rest of her life due to her strong passion for the sport. She, as for the unusual all-female direction Angkor has taken, Ms. Chan explained that initially it accepted both male and female students. After receiving feedback from the female students, she decided to revamp it into an all-female gym with female coaches. She said, "We wanted to use Muay Thai to help women build themselves up in a more comfortable environment where they do not have to bother about the guys when they train." Chan said that this is only the start of something huge, and she will continue to use sport as an art to motivate women and teach them how to protect themselves. Moving on to our second story, astronaut Peggy Whitson became NASA's astronaut for the most time in orbit on Monday. Nearly 15 years after her first space launch, NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson has now spent more time off planet than any other American at more than 534 days. Whitson, who is 57, is a biochemist who has twice commanded the International Space Station. She tweeted, "It is one of those rides that you hope never ends, and she is so grateful for all those who helped her on each of her missions." Her current ride will last for at least 5 more months because of an extension of Whitson's mission that is projected to leave her with more than 650 days in space. Early on Monday morning, Whitson officially broke the NASA record of 534 days in orbit that was set last year by Jeff Williams. To mark her accomplishment, she received a phone call from President Trump. When he asked about how it felt to break such a huge record, she said, "It is an honor for me, basically, to be representing all the folks at NASA who make spaceflight possible and who make setting this record feasible." Their talk soon turned to Trump's plan to send people to Mars, with Whitson saying that at NASA, we're excited about the mission to Mars in the 2030s. Whitson is scheduled to return to Earth's surface in September this year. And that's a wrap of our stories. Catch me next week on the Informal Scoop with Laika Idris. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, if I were to say, those stories were definitely out of this world. Jazakallah khair, Laika. As always, your stories are very motivational, inspirational, and beneficial to an extent. Well, Sister Laika will, inshallah, be bringing us some very fabulous information in the weeks to come. In the weeks coming up to Ramadan, the stories will be speaking more and more about how various Muslim countries and other prepare for the month of Ramadan. So stay tuned to the Informal Scoop on Friday Fusion every Friday to hear more about how those around the world are planning for the month of Ramadan. For those of you that didn't catch what we had on the program earlier and you only managed to listen to the last few minutes of the program, let me tell you a little bit about what we have been discussing on the program this Friday afternoon. So we started off the program with the question on whether as a Muslimah, as a sister in the kitchen on a daily basis, you have already planned for the month of Ramadan, or you are simply one of those that's going to take it nice and easy and you're just going to allow Ramadan to come around and take each day as it comes. Well, either way, there were the pros and cons that we spoke about, and as I was saying, we had quite a robust discussion on our Tuesday's ladies class, where many spoke about the pros and cons of both of these, planning in advance as well as just using Ramadan as we would any other day of the year, and hence not preparing any formal savories or any extra desserts or anything like that, but just the normal meal that you would on every other day. Then we had Sister Khadija Barachia, after the ad break, speak to us about a lovely little invention that she came up with called the My Ramadan Menu Planner. And she spoke about why she came up with this and how she actually did it. And she also spoke about how it could help a sister in the kitchen prepare better for her day in Ramadan to make it more productive for her to be able to then spend more time in ibadah, reading Quran, praying, nafil salah, whatever it may be. Maybe even in Ramadan you wanted to always go out and pay visits to the old age homes, you know, to those sickly in your community, whatever it may be. So now you could spend more time in Ramadan doing that because you've got yourself a Ramadan menu planner and you're all up to date with what's happening on each day of the week, what you're preparing, what your family's likes and dislikes are. And, you know, you won't even over-prepare then because you know how much to prepare each day. And from previous days, you can see whether it worked out with you preparing so much of each item. Well, that's what she spoke to us about. And then we had a lovely call by Sister Arifa, who won herself a copy of the My Ramadan Menu Planner. Sister Arifa actually gave us the tip of, she said she is a working mom, and her tip was that you should try and buy all your ingredients during the weekend so that in the week you have more time to quickly prepare your meals and more time for your ibadah, she said. And I totally concur with this. I myself do this, that, you know, we use the weekends to prepare our weekday menu. Even in normal times, I do that so that when you come into the kitchen on a weekday, you have all your ingredients and you can cook up a storm within minutes. So, yes, that was Sister Arifa who won herself a My Ramadan Menu Planner. Sister Khadija Baracha has actually asked me to please share the details of where you can get yourself a copy of the My Ramadan Menu Planner. Well, you could either contact her on her number 072-426-4168, or you could meet her at the Hartley Fair this weekend, at the Happiness Factory, or at the Eid Festival, House of Fiza, Stall C9. If you didn't get those details, don't fret. Inshallah, you could just go to my Facebook page or my Twitter handle, and I will put them up after the program. Well, congratulations once again to Sister Arifa on having won herself a copy of the My Ramadan Menu Planner. And from me, Zakira and Sadia, until we meet again next week, same place, same time. Fi amanillah, a request for special du'as for myself and for my engineer. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.